We are joined here in the Media Center with the current Funny Car number one qualifier, Courtney Force. During her Q2 pass of 3.891 at 330.07, Courtney went to the top. Courtney, talk about today and the success you found on the track.
Our guys after Q1, obviously it spun the tires down there, had to get out of it, and, you know, couldn't make a clean pass, but wasn't too worried about it. I mean, I have Dan Hood, Ronnie Thompson, and all of the Advanced Auto Parts guys on my car, so it's always great to have such an amazing team behind me, and they're always so positive and motivating, so I knew we'd be back out here and going for it on that run. But to get down the track and in Q2 to run the 389, I even told him, like, I even feel like we have even more than we showed on that racetrack, so I'm really excited for tomorrow. Really happy, obviously, with the performance today to be in that top spot. It's very important at this point, obviously kicking off the countdown to the championship, to be, raking in some of those points. And it's only a few, but every point counts for us. So really excited. This is actually the home track for Advanced Auto Parts. Got to visit their headquarters yesterday and meet with everybody, go on stage with the CEO, Tom Greco, and talk with all the employees at Advanced Auto Parts and really get them pumped up for the race here this weekend at Z-Max Dragway. So had a lot of fun, and it definitely feels good to, you know, be able to show them. I actually spoke to a group. It was, they have multiple groups within Advanced Auto Parts, and I got to speak to a group of women and tell them about, you know, being in a sport that's obviously male-dominated. Obviously, there's plenty of females coming into it now, but to be able to go out there and tell them about, you know, how fun it is and to show the empowerment of women and to be able to go out there and go to the number one spot feels pretty good. We'll see if it hangs on tomorrow, but really proud of my team for giving me a great race car, and I'm really excited to have a run like that to start off the weekend for Advanced Auto Parts.
Marty?
Courtney, qualifying definitely has not been the problem this year. What is your team, Dan Hood, Ronnie Thompson, working on Sundays to get you to the winner's circle?
Well, to be honest, getting it to stay on 8 cylinders is, I think, everyone's goal out here. I think we've got a pretty good handle on things. I feel like we, you know, sometimes you fix one problem and then you kind of create a new one. And I feel like after Indy, obviously, that wasn't the performance that we wanted. But so far, coming out here, it was a solid pass, you know, all 8 candles lit, and it feels pretty good. So I'm just staying positive, looking forward to it. I know that they're confident. And I stand by, you know, my crew chiefs and my team, and I know that they're going to give me a great race car. It's all about finding that consistency, and I think we're definitely going in the right direction. Anybody have any questions?
All right. Thank you, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.